Brad Franchoni resigned yesterday. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Like father, like son. Mm. Yeah. Son like father. So were there any surviving birds who said it sounded like a freight train? I mean, what do you think? Because they got sucked up out of the tree. They were asleep, and they got sucked up out of the tree by a thunderstorm.
Oh, my.
In Arkansas, those birds. I hate that. I was hoping it would be something more spectacular than that.
Maybe a thunderstorm?
Yeah.
A microburst?
Well, something like, I was hoping like it was a UFO abduction gone bad. You know, so, that they sucked them all up there and they went, these are birds, and they threw them all back on the ground.
So is that what we need over at the Kroger Center, a good thunderstorm?
Well, I don't the right. Maybe we need
because then we'd have a mess to clean up.
Yeah, we have an Arkansas thunderstorm.
Yeah,
well, just dump it someplace other than here, right? Maybe somebody else.
Yeah, if you're going to suck them up, don't drop them back down here.
Just move them along. Move them on down.
Let them get on down the road. Yeah. Let's have a Rick Perry thunderstorm.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. There's kind of speaking of politicians. I think we will have Bill Flores on with us tomorrow morning. We'll get confirmation of that today. We will have Steve Ogden on with us on Friday. Is the legislature getting ready? What, a week from today?
January 11th.
They get that going.
They all get sworn in tomorrow?
Well, Billy, I think
at federal level gets sworn in tomorrow.
Right, right.
Well, but there are all sorts of interesting things going on over there in Austin. Again, I thought Joe Strauss had things under control, but the Eagle folks are still kicking up a little ruckus over there.
Texas Eagle 4.
Yeah. And
because there's local newspaper by the same name, so I don't want folks to think that.
They kick up their own fuss if they want to, right? The Eagle Forum said, "We'll be watching you," huh? Is that what they, to those representatives over there?
Like they point to their eyes.
Going
to
watch it. Yeah, exactly. Going to be watching how you vote.
Like De Niro did.
Just let you know. Yeah. Well, a lot of people have done that.
I'm watching you.
You looking at me? Anyway, one of the things that local governments will do to help get manufacturing plants or big industries or things like that in is maybe negotiate some sort of a tax deal, you know, a tax break for businesses.
Yeah.
That's been done here before.
Yeah.
I mean, even to a bus company that went out a bit. Oh, never mind. But anyhow, so that's happened before. And that generally is one of the tools that's used as far as economic development is concerned, so that you can get that brand new orange juice processing company or whatever, so that, you know, Longview doesn't get it or something. Well, the state of Texas wants to make that easier for you. They want to just go ahead. They want to go ahead and remove that from the local level. They think the state needs to be negotiating school property tax breaks to businesses so that they can attract larger investments in the state. I'll be interested to hear how the school board and city officials feel, and economic development folks feel about that. Well, the state wants to handle that for you.
Well, not only that, that doesn't sound fraught for any sort of impropriety or anything along those lines, because let's face it, Scott, there are some places that don't have economic development and that don't have as much economic development as other states, and if they happen to have representatives in positions of power who might be able to leverage that attraction of economic development.
Man.
I mean,
what are you saying?
I'm saying that it's ironic, because in the interest of capitalism, we're going to create economic development, but in the interest of socialism, we're going to level the playing field for places that don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because after all, let's see, if HP wanted to build a massive printer cartridge facility in the state of Texas, after all, wouldn't they take a long, hard look at Newton?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were thinking, you know, it's close to the Louisiana border. It's someplace where they would want to be, where taxes are. Oh, no, we don't have to worry about taxes. That's right. We're a cheap labor force. Yeah. Anyhow, we'll see. This is and this report came out of the Legislative Budget Board. They're recommending this. They're recommending that this happen on the state level.
That is poor form right there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we'll certainly talk to Senator Ogden about. But, and again, I would say this is trial balloon stage, that they're kind of letting this go to see how many rocks get thrown.
I was gonna say, if somebody gauge the number of slingshots that appear from the bushes,
because I think there probably will be. So we'll see. But the Texas legislature has passed what's called the Texas Economic Development Act, and they did that in 2001 because the state's heavy reliance on property taxes was making it difficult to attract those large industrial projects. They're saying, since we do that, and again, We don't have an income tax here, you see. I think you got to balance that. That's one of the things that makes Texas attractive. Granted, from the business standpoint, but you know, those individuals like the idea of not having to pay a tax here. So we'll see how all that plays out. The president made news early this morning.
This morning he already has made news?
Absolutely. Well,
what'd he do?
Well, you know, it was
going on vacation again?
No, it was wheels up at 9:47 p.m. out there in Hawaii. Yeah, and reports are within 5 minutes, the president made a surprise visit back to the press cabin to wish the press pool a happy new year. Let's see, they're leaving Hawaii, coming back to D.C. Is that going to be fun? He shook hands with everybody in the cabin and chatted briefly.
There's a lot of sleeping going on. Yeah.
He mentioned, quote, well, that's why he went 5 minutes in, because, I mean, it's like 2:30 in the morning there for Eastern time. He said, I'm a plain shave ice guy. He said, I went from melon and cherry, which was very nice. So now he just eats shaved ice, I guess, after being out there on vacation. Isn't that something you wanted to know?
Yeah, did anyone ask?
No, I don't know. They asked him if he was considering bringing the Democrat convention to Hawaii. See, that's not a good idea. But they did ask him if he, what kind of a reception he thought he would get from Republicans who were set to, of course, repeal his health care laws you've talked about, Chase. He said, quote, I think there's going to be politics. That's what happens in Washington.
Wait a minute here.
That's news. Yeah, there's going to be
politics in Washington.
Politics in Washington. That's what the president tells us. So that's all he said. He wouldn't talk about any specificity. They asked him if there was any replacement for Larry Summers. He said, thanks, guys. Have a happy new year, and turned around and left. So president making news by interacting, if you will, with the boys and girls from the press corps, and apparently didn't do anything else spectacular yesterday for his last day in Hawaii. Now he's ready to get back here and roll up his sleeves and get to work, which is, after all, what we pay him for. Any higher, any over and under on how many consecutive days he'll stay in D.C.? Yeah. I guarantee you he's going to be at Camp David this weekend, that's for sure.
You think so?
Word is he read Luke Cannon's book called The Role of a Lifetime, which had to do with Ronald Reagan and how he dealt with a Congress that was controlled by the Democrats at that time, and how he was able to reach across the aisle and kind of build some coalitions with those folks. So they're thinking maybe he's going to try to take a page out of that book. I don't know about literally, but he owns the book. And see if he can kind of cobble together a group of people who will back him from both sides of the aisle. And at the end of his second year in office, an online Harris Interactive poll finds 30% of Americans gave him a positive rating. Attaboy, Mr. Prez. That would mean that 70% gave him negative ratings. 30% to 70%.
Well, no, some might have been undecided.
Well, could be. And again, of course, it's online, and it's probably non-scientific, so they had people who were sitting there, you know, probably voting over and over and over.
But again, if it had been, but if it had been 70% in favor, the networks would have picked it up.
Yeah, that's true. So that's why we've got it this morning, so that you will know about that. WikiLeaks has got a new little tidbit that's out today. That is that the U.S. and Germany are jointly developing spy satellites. See how that works out. And in state politics, the start of 2011 has suddenly made one common household commodity a collector's item in California. California, that would be the 100-watt light bulb. Under a new law in California, what used to be a common 100-watt light bulb manufactured and sold in the state now have to use 72 watts or less. Officials say these 72-watt energy-saving halogen bulbs will provide the same amount of light, or lumens, for a lower unit cost. I replaced some regular lights with those curly Q things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same. It is not the same.
Not digging those, huh?
Well, I mean,
I've gotten used to it, I guess. And we're still on, because we put them in our living room lamps. And yes, they take a while to warm up, but it was really surprising to me because I don't know how long ago we put them in, but it's still the original set.
Well, I write the date on there.
I write the date on there. So you are to light bulbs what Tom is to mattresses. Yes.
Well, except I presume I'm not going to have to do it that often, but that's what I want to know.
Do you flip
know.
Your light bulbs? I just want to know.
No.
They do you only rotate what lights they're in?
No. It only works one way. See, that's why flipping won't work.
Right.
But no, I thought, here's the reason, because I bought a couple of different brands. And again, maybe it's like tires and they're all made by the same people, but I just thought I would check and see if the Philips lasted longer than the GE and, you know, that kind of stuff.
And?
Well, so far they're both burning. They're all burning, so.
Gotcha.
I'm not worried about that. But once it happens, I'll let you know about that. That and, you know, I did drop one and break it.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to call in hazmat?
No, that's the thing. I guess I'm admitting here on the radio I didn't call the hazmat crew in, which is probably what you're really supposed to do.
But, well, it's nice knowing you, Scott.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how that works out.
Right.